That's a monster.
The snakehead is the region's most wanted fish on this sunny weekend outside Washington. An 18-hour competition put more than 600 kilograms of these toothy monsters on ice. Fishermen like Mike McDermott and Teddy McKenzie say they love going after snakeheads because it's a good hunt.
We always joke around, it's more like rabbit hunting on the water. You gotta kick the bushes.
It's like hunting the big buck.
Yeah.
The thrill of the chase and the $1,500 prize helped draw fishermen to the tournament. They caught 75% more fish than the organizers had hoped. And there were more fishermen this year than at last year's inaugural contest, says tournament director Austin Murphy.
That's a huge success in our book. We more than doubled the amount of participants that were here today. So we're really excited.
The goal of the snakehead tournament is to help control a species that only recently arrived in the Potomac, but threatens to take over, according to Josh Newhart of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
They're not going to have many native predators, and they can grow large, they grow fast, and they can reproduce in high numbers, so they really have a high potential to outcompete other species.
Once an invasive species like the snakehead takes hold in a new environment, it can be extremely hard to pry loose. But the snakehead has one major weakness. Maryland State Department of Natural Resources official Steve Vilnit remembers a conversation he had a few years ago.
Someone mentioned that we have snakehead in the water, and I said, well, are they good enough to eat? And the biologist said they're delicious.
In fact, snakeheads are widely cooked and enjoyed in their native Asia. Vilnit works with local chefs to get them on the menu here. Today, visitors sampled snakehead fried, sautéed, as fish cakes, marinated in lime juice.
Very good.
And by unleashing area fishermen, wildlife officials hope to win by losing. Most species have limits on how many fish a fisherman can catch. It's to keep the population from crashing. Not this fish, says Maryland's Steve Vilnit.
This is the first fishery I've ever been put in where I have to eliminate the fishery.
Skeptics doubt the tenacious snakehead will ever be entirely eliminated in the Potomac. But fishermen, chefs, and diners can certainly enjoy trying. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Marbury, Maryland.